Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at QuickBooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Hello and welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
We're talking baseball. That's right. We're talking the Seattle Mariners. President of Business Operations, Katie Griggs, is with us. Katie, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, there is a lot to talk about, but I'm going to start with the most obvious. You guys have the MLB All-Star Game, and in 6 months or so down the road, you got the 2024 NHL Winter Classic. Now, that's the first ballpark to do so. Am I correct?
To my knowledge, that is correct.
Now, what is it? First of all, when a park has to get ready for the All-Star Game, what's involved with that?
You know, it's a tremendous opportunity. We think that T-Mobile Park is the absolute best place to watch baseball in July already, but this is an opportunity to showcase it to a broader audience. And so, you know, everything that we're doing each and every game for our fans, we're looking to do that for new fans who are going to have the opportunity to either come and attend in person or watch on television. So it's really an opportunity to showcase T-Mobile Park, but also more broadly, the city of Seattle and our Pacific Northwest region. So we've been excited to partner with Major League Baseball on how this comes to life, not only for fans who are going to be able to have tickets to come to the events, but also for fans all around the area.
And of course, within 6 months, you'll be hosting the 2024 NHL Winter Classic as well. So talk a little bit about the preparations involved in getting ready for first the All-Star Game, but then transitioning to something like the Winter Classic, which requires all sorts of infrastructure that has not been undertaken before.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun, but it is definitely work. It's working with both leagues. So both are league events. So it's a Major League Baseball event with the All-Star Week. And then obviously with the NHL for the Winter Classic. And so it's working with them to understand those events, what's important to them, and then obviously ensure that we're doing everything we can to bring the event to life here in the ballpark for those fans. But for the winter, you're right. You know, we are an outdoor venue. One of the cool things about our space, though, is we do have a retractable roof, which means that even if there's inclement weather, our fans will be covered. But it is an opportunity to winterize and really get to use the ballpark in some special ways in times when perhaps it's not as in use.
So, Katie, let's talk baseball here. I mean, look, Seattle had an incredible year. They finished 90-72. They made the playoffs for the first time in 21 years. But for me, you know, the real question I have is, will Louie be returning to the seventh inning stretch? Because I know you replaced it with McLemore and Ryan Lewis this year, and there's been some contention around that. And I wonder if you have any designs to go back to Louie during the seventh inning stretch this year.
I apologize, Katie. We're sorry.
This is the questions I was expecting. It's okay. No, your leadoff was, we just broke our drought. We made it to the postseason. I think we're moving forward, not backwards.
Excellent. Excellent. Of course you are. I mean, look, you had some great free agent pickups, right? You got the outfield kind of secured. I mean, you know, you're still missing that big left-handed bat, but I mean, the pitching staff looks great. But again, Louie, seventh inning. I mean, we got to go back to, I mean, it matters to me.
Well, I will take that feedback under advisement. And very much appreciate it.
So anyway, Katie, first of all, I do want to talk about baseball, and I want to talk about the brand new rules, and I'm sure every team is in trying to evolve with it, from the pitch clock to the bigger bases. The Mariners are adjusting to it. Your thoughts about how the teams are adjusting to the brand new rules, and it looks like the game is going to be shorter.
It does look like the game is going to be shorter. I just got back from Arizona where I had the opportunity to watch two of our games where everything was in place. And it definitely moves at a different pace. You know, both of our games were done in 2.5 hours or less.
That's crazy.
Kind of crazy. But I guess this is in contrast to what I just said about looking forward, not backwards. This is the we're sort of back to the future. So, you know, we're really looking at this point with game times that are much more similar to what you saw back, you know, a couple decades ago, where the game was moving a little bit more quickly. Now, we recognize that, you know, we're working in an era where it's not just about people's time, it's also people's money. There's so much competition in terms of things that our fans could choose to be doing on a evening or day game. And this is really something where I think it will take some getting used to, both for fans as well as our athletes. But they're professional. They're the absolute best in the world at what they do. They'll adapt.
So how do you balance that then with the idea of making a trip to the ballpark a fan experience? I know that you have a work from the ballpark promotion that included a ticket, a 5-course lunch, and space for your laptop for a day game so that people could get some work done and also enjoy the game at the same time. If games are going to be shorter going forward, maybe 2.5 hours, but the pricing is such that people will want to get the most for their money and stay at the ballpark, what do you need to offer to make sure that people get both of that?
No, it's a great question. I think, you know, you can look at it in a couple of different ways. We recognize there are some people who aren't coming to the ballpark, particularly on weeknights, because the games end really late. And so hopefully this provides them an opportunity to come with our games starting at 6:40 at night and have a chance to be getting out and home a little bit after 9, which really does change that weeknight proposition. But we also, gates don't open the minute that there's a first pitch, right? We have the opportunity to welcome our fans into the ballpark 90 minutes before and sometimes even before that, where you have the opportunity. We have DJs playing. We have some of the best food and beverage in baseball. Really incredible views looking out over the Puget Sound. So there are things to do in the ballpark for everyone. And we want to make sure that we're delivering against exactly what our fans want. And we know that for some of them, that's more time at the ballpark. And for others, it may be something that's a little bit more of a shorter experience.
Scarlett, have you ever been to T-Mobile Park, the ex-Safeco Field? I mean, I have to say,
I've walked around outside of it.
They used to have this Nintendo in-game experience. And I know now they have Amazon One. They've brought in this Just Walkout technology. Katie, can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. If we had the opportunity to partner with our friends over at Amazon last year and May opened up our first sort of just walk up. We call it our walk off market using their Just Walk Out technology. And it really did, for lack of a better term, change the game. You know, our fans could come in and in less than 26 seconds, I think we had a few clock, go in, grab something, walk straight out, you know. And so this is something where we know, and this ties back to the game sort of speeding up a little bit. We know that no one likes waiting in lines, right? I don't like waiting in lines. I'm sure you guys don't either. And so this is something where our fans have the opportunity to go in to quickly get food, beverage, some novelty items, get back to their seats without missing anything. So it worked incredibly well for us. Yes, last year we saw great adoption from our fans and are going to be rolling out more this season.
I think about one of the biggest things that propelled baseball with the fans and spread it out all over: fantasy baseball. I got to get ready for a couple of leagues myself doing my homework. Can you talk to us about the impact of fantasy baseball and betting on baseball in general?
Sure. So I think one of the things that sports betting has shown, and you see this across sort of the lens of sports, not just baseball, is it improves engagement, right? It gives people another opportunity to choose to engage with the sport because they care. And it perhaps has them watching games that they might not otherwise. So if you're someone who historically hasn't been a Mariners fan, but you have the opportunity to draft Julio Rodriguez onto your team, and now all of a sudden you start watching. Hopefully our Hall will actually help convert you into a Mariners fan. But at the very least, hopefully this is an opportunity to bring people in and make them fans of the sport of baseball, because that's ultimately what we're here to do.
Part of that, of course, when it comes to fantasy baseball, is about marketing the players, too. And it feels like in recent years, Major League Baseball has fallen behind, say, the NBA or the NFL in marketing its talent. How are you thinking about doing that with the Seattle Mariners stars, especially on the West Coast, where perhaps it's tougher exposure to other markets?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, we saw one young man on our team really step out and take it to another level last year during the Home Run Derby. But for us, it's recognizing that I think we've moved past the era when there is a sort of singular archetype of what a baseball player is, how he acts, how he behaves, what he looks like. By definition, a baseball player are the men who play the game. And in our case, we have one of the youngest and most diverse rosters in baseball. We've got a ton of personalities. And so for us, it's about showcasing the guys for who they are. Some are really serious. Some are really competitive. Some are kind of goofy. Some are charismatic. You know, there's something in there for everyone. And ultimately, our goal is to help you get to know our athletes, not just as the incredible baseball talents that they are, but as the humans that they are, and build the connection that way. Because ultimately, it's about those personal connections. It's about authenticity. And we've got an incredible roster of really dynamic guys who are finding a way to connect. And so it's been exciting to see the way in which those personalities have started to take off.
Kind of goofy. They described us. Yeah. That's it. That's our team.
Well, Katie, last question for me. I mean, you mentioned reigning American League Rookie of the Year, Julio Rodriguez. He's your leadoff batter. He plays center field. So do you think we take the over on 85 wins this year? And while you're at it, should Pete Rose be readmitted back into the baseball? No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, I mean, what a team you guys have. I mean, you made some key free agent. I mean, what do we think? We're feeling pretty good going into the spring training, hey?
I'm feeling great going into spring training. I think one of the things that's been fun in talking to the guys early on is we don't have to have conversations about a drought anymore. And that says a lot. They've been there. They have that postseason experience. We won a series. We played competitively in the next one. We had an opportunity to play in front of our fans. The guys want to do that more. We think we have a phenomenal roster that's going to do just that.
You fooled me for a second, Damian. we played a Trivial Pursuit game one time, and there was a guy who, very funny line, and he starts out, "What game involves a pitchfork, a blowtorch, and roller skates?" And I said, "Really?" And he said, "No." Katie Kriggs, president and business operations of the Seattle Mariners. Katie, thank you so much for joining us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr. You can follow me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
I'm Scarlett Fu, and I'm on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer, and I'm on Twitter at D Sassauer.
By the way, you can download this show, all the podcasts, every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and download them wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.